This Little Light of Mine by Camlin Giddens and Daniela Subieta, based on a true story. Let your light so shine. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Dinah sat on the rug, excited for story time. It was her favorite part of the day. She looked across the rug and saw a classmate named Felicity waving to her.
Come here,
Felicity said. Dinah scooted across the rug.
What's up?
Your hair is different than mine,
said Felicity.
Why does your hair look like that?
She touched Dinah's braids and giggled.
My mom helped me do it,
Dinah said. She loved the color of her hair and how it felt under her fingers. She loved the neat rows of cute little plastic hair clips.
Also, I want to see something. Show me your arm.
Dinah held out her arm.
Well, what?
She asked as Felicity moved her own arm next to Dinah's.
Your arms are so brown,
said Felicity.
Oh,
said Dinah, scooting back to the other side of the rug. Suddenly, she couldn't wait for the day to end. At home, Dinah didn't say much at dinner. When it was clean-up time, her sister Allie grabbed a towel to dry dishes, and Dinah picked up the broom. Mom started singing. Mom loved to sing while they cleaned. Dinah smiled a little. She hummed and sang along as she swept. The song ended.
My turn,
Allie said. She started a new song. Dinah tried to harmonize, like Allie and Mom did, but it sounded flat, like a boring gray color. Everyone burst out laughing.
That was funny,
said Dinah.
Let me try again.
Allie started the song again, and Dinah closed her eyes and joined in. This time, the different notes started to blend, like yellow and blue mixing into a bright green. They sang almost the whole time they cleaned. When they were finishing, Dinah remembered what happened at school. She still felt uncomfortable about it.
Mom, do you ever think about how people look different? How everyone has different hair and skin and eyes?
Yes, I know what you mean. Did something happen that made you think about that?
Dinah told Mom about what Felicity had said.
I felt weird. I didn't like it. Why did she say that?
It sounds like Felicity was curious about you. Everyone has their own unique skin color and hair and eyes, too. We're all Heavenly Father's children, and there's no right or wrong way to look. But sometimes people need to get used to the beauty of different colors.
All people's colors are beautiful?
Definitely. Everyone's colors show something special about their family and their history. The way you act represents our family to others. And who do we always say we follow in our family? Jesus Christ, right? So you also represent the Savior.
Dinah nodded as Mom pulled her into a hug. Then she pulled Allie into the hug, too.
We can always feel good about who we are, especially when we're following Jesus Christ, she said quietly.
Dinah's upset feelings began to settle down.
Now,
Mom said with a smile,
time to get ready for bed, and then dessert.
Yay!
Allie shrieked.
It's gonna be pie. I just know it.
She zoomed upstairs. Dinah followed Allie. She felt much better after talking with Mom. Her skin color was another part of who she was, like her family and her testimony were. She would keep being kind and set a good example at school. With God on her side, it would be a piece of cake, or even better, a piece of pie. The authors live in Georgia, USA. Sidebar: the children of God have more in common than they have differences. President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the First Presidency. Our Hearts Knit as One, Ensign, November 2008, page 70.
End of the story, This Little Light of Mine. Read by Shauna Thompson, Amelie Strongen, Maya Reinwand, Sarah Reinwand, and Shannon Nelson.